Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Pete the Boss of the Beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Cast your magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Plunder with pirates at Buccaneers Bay. Race for glory at the Knights Training Course. Plus, enjoy classic favorites like armed combat jousting and slay your hunger with tasty turkey legs. Get your discounted tickets now at select Circle K locations or BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
Yes, I'm going to be talking about the events. What I mean is places that you can go, of course, in our area and around the country where they definitely say we support vets too. Today, we got a big weekend coming to St. Pete. Over the next 3 weeks, we got huge weekends coming with the Renaissance Festival. And guess what? Spring break is on the way. We are in St. Petersburg. We have the beaches. When you say Tampa, they got one little old side beach. But if you really want to go to the beaches, you got to come to St. Pete down the coastline. And they all say, we support vets too. You're going to be able to see that up everywhere. We have created something that's going to go a long way. It's a telethon. We took the flight from an old guy named Jerry Lewis. He started a telethon where he connected the TV with the telephone. We're connecting the cell phone with cyberspace. It's called Veterans Telethon, CELL-A-THON. Now that I've gotten to that point, I want to bring out something that's very important. And one is that the VA is being chopped just like everybody else in the federal government. But now we have an opportunity to stand for our veterans. It's called We Support Vets Too. We'll be looking for donations. We'll be looking for information. The main thing is get in contact with us so that we can get back to our veterans as to what they need and what they can do and what they can't get and what's not going to be chopped off of the stick that they're carrying. We know that the president and his team are cutting the federal budget so that we can get the deficit down. Don't be misunderstood. The whole concept is to get our debt down. And we're doing it. And we're going to start off at the hard part. Let's chop a few jobs. And you all will find other work. If you go down anywhere in America right now, there are plenty of jobs available. Whether you want to work it or not, it's left up to you. But do not think because you lose your job with the federal government that there's not other work out in America. Just be willing to do it. Now let's go to events. As we talked about, there are several events that come on around this country that are here for the sole purpose of entertainment, but a place for things and a family and the places to go. I want everybody to know that there are special events, big events, small events, that all support veterans. If you do not see the sign, we support vets too, question them. Ask them why they're not carrying it. See who it takes to get it to us so that we can get their commitment to we support vets too. America, let's stand up and do what we can. Coming up in September, the Gala Miami. And the Miami boys are putting on something very big. We expect 500,000 people. They coined the whole street. Everything is going to Hialeah, and they're going to do it big. And it's all about we support vets, too. And we will be putting up our banner for the telethon to let everybody know. Number two, don't forget to go to Louisville, Kentucky. And that's going to be, if you don't know Louisville, then you don't know anything about Muhammad Ali, and you sure don't know anything about that horse racing thing that they have up there every year. Louisville, Kentucky. Kentucky Derby. We'll be there. working with those people there. So look for us at the Kentucky Derby. Now, there's plenty of golf courses around, but there's nothing like Pebble Beach. See you in California. We support Vets too, Pebble Beach. We support Vets too, U.S. Open. And we support Vets too, all of the YMCAs around the country. I'm giving a special salute out to the Y. You know, the YMCA have been around a long time, probably just as long as the VA has been. And they've stood the test of time. And we support Y wherever you are. Most people don't know that the YMCA are local organizations within your community. So no matter what, support the Y. They have plenty of activities, plenty of events, and they stand up for the young people and the veterans. And you got to remember, veterans are the old military people. We salute the military, but guess what? That's the new breed. The old breed are now veterans. We take care of our veterans and we make a very good job of it. I was waiting on this young man. I'm here at the VA office, but he's back in the back taking care of what he's got to do. And so we're going to give him a second to finish his business. Then I'm going to put him on the radio with us. Let him say hello. Let him say thank you. He's one of these people that can stand up and say how good the veteran service is. I don't know why all the good people who get good service out of veterans won't stand up and tell the people who maybe got waited too late or maybe something happened that the PTSD may have just struck in. But guess what? Stand still. They're here to help. And if they can't help you, a lot of our politicians, especially in Florida, I always give a shout out to Mr. Villarocas and his family. They have stood up for years and made sure that we have services in the state of Florida that you may not have somewhere else. You may not have somewhere else. Everybody else in the United States are doing pretty well, especially our veterans. The fact is that all people get some ways of being left behind. So either way, we're here to help you who think you've been left behind to help you catch up. We support Vets too. That's the campaign. I'm not going to forget about Florida because it's boating. Down here, we have a lot of boating services. There's a good friend of mine. He's down there in the Keys, and we're going to be raising money to help him get one of his catamarans back up and running. He is the only catamaran boat service that takes care of our handicap and our wheelchair bound and our scooter bound veterans. You can actually bring your scooter out on his boat and enjoy the waves and the water like everybody else. We want to make sure that he stays in business and grows. We need your help. We're asking for everybody to look out and say, we support Vets too. And we're going to start out with a major campaign to help get this water vehicle that takes out wheelchairs back up and running like it should be. We won't let this guy down. That's what we're here for. We support Vets too. We naturally give a shout out to our guys, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, because they reach the veterans around the world. There are a lot of American veterans who have stayed in those countries that we came and protected or did some work for. Yes, there are a bunch of veterans in Iraq. There's still some that hang out in Vietnam and in those places where we fought. So we do take care of the ones in Germany and the ones in France and the ones in the other areas where we still have friendly people. But we also have veterans in places that may not be as friendly. They stand there because either they got married, fell in love, decided to stay, ended up being a part of that lifestyle. So now that we've talked to you a little bit about that and a little bit about this, I want to tell everybody, enjoy us this weekend. It's the Firestone 500. And guess what? We'll be there. We support Vets too. The Firestone 500 always supports our vets. And I give a shout out to our people at the St. Petersburg and Tampa Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, your USO is at the airport. If you get through the airport, you have a moment that you got to rest, please take a moment and go by the USO office. It'll make a difference. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Keith, the boss of the Beach Vac. And guess what? I'm at 501. You know, I'm at the VA office doing my radio show today. And I always mention all the people. You got Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. And don't forget, we got a new one, Space Force. I have a veteran right here, right now, who walked in. He's getting good service, and I love the positive attitude. I'm going to have him say hello and tell everybody, thank them for their service. Hold on, a vet helping vets. Take it away.
Hi, this is Jason Gay, 75 Hotel out of Fort Jackson, 97 to 2001. Just want to say Vets for Vets, thank you guys so much. There's Facebook sites and stuff that have helped me out with getting my disabilities, and then it's meeting people like you. You know, we're all one together. We deserve the world. We're the ones that put our hands up to fight for this country to be the way it is.
And we appreciate our president for what he's trying to do. Absolutely. We don't have nothing to do. Some of us need to be cut out. Lead the way for the future. You have to. This is farming country. You plant, you prune, and you harvest. We are in a pruning time. So we know what it is, all us fine country boys. We know what we're doing, but I want to thank my veteran here for what's your name again?
Jason
what?
Jason Gay,
another man with a plan. And his vets helping vets down here on the ground. I'm gonna be bothering him because he's got a radio tone. He used to be in radio. He's going to start out with us and doing a little bit of cert here and there and put him back on the radio. Jason Gay loves to play. But don't you let his wife shoot you, okay, because she don't play either. But we want to thank you for taking a minute. And this is Voice for Veterans live from the VA office downtown St. Pete. Yes, this is Keith, the boss of the beach again. And I want to say veteran services. That's one of the things that you go to the VA to look for. It. And one of the services is, guess what? Our little dog tags. We support vets to dog tags available for you. Feel free. If you make a donation, if you want one, please contact us on theairtoday.com. Dog tags. We support vets too, and it lets everybody know that we now have a campaign that's running. Don't forget, we support vets too. Well, now you know, I want to tell everybody there is an assisted living facility somewhere in your community. We'll be talking about assisted living to our veterans next week, but this week, I want to let everybody know you've got two major events in our area that really go out of their way to say thank you to our veterans. You can always go out on Thursday nights to OCC and Harley Davidson. Every Thursday night, they do a night where they promote, come on in, bring your bike, but we support vets too. And they're going to be hanging that on their wall. We support vets too. Certificates and everything is now ready for them to be able to say it. Yes, we're going to give a shout out to Joe Bardot and, of course, Sunshine Radio, St. Pete Radio, still in the radio business. And, of course, I always do the National Black Radio Hall of Fame because I've been inducted. We're getting there little by little, but I want to thank you for the rest of this adventure. Stay tuned every week. On Fridays, first thing in the morning, I'll tell you what we're talking about around 12:30. Come on back for the rest of the story. I followed Mr. Paul Harvey. I love the style, and I'm going to keep it a while. Keith, the boss of the beach, on theairtoday.com. Over and out with a shout.
The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Now through March 30th, cast your magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Plunder with pirates at Buccaneers Bay. Race for glory at the Knights Training Course. More details at BayAreaRenFest.com.